for very long by snow. The valley was lush with timber. Jamie rose, still holding the handfuls of rich earth, and looked all around him, his long shoulder-length blonde hair fanned under the breath of wind. He nodded his head and put the earth into a cloth sack. Then he mounted and rode back to the wagons. He tossed the sack to the big man called the Swede.
"How about that, Swede?"
The man smelled the earth, then fingered it. He grinned.
"It will grow good crops, Jamie."
Jamie rode back to his wagon, driven by Kate.
"We're almost home, Kate. Just a few more miles. It's beautiful, it's lovely, and it's lonely. But I think you'll like it."
She smiled at him. "If you like it, I like it." A few miles further on, Jamie halted the small wagon train and pointed to the long valley.
"Yonder she lies, people."
The children piled out of the wagons and ran forward, the tall grass waist high on the youngest.
"Jamie, it's the most beautiful place I have ever seen," Kate whispered.
"It's our home, Kate. We've come home at last."
Book 1. 1. The journey of Jamie Ian McAllister had been a torturous one, even before he met and fell in love with Kate Olmsted when they were both just children back in Kentucky. Born in the wilderness of western Ohio, Jamie had watched his parents and baby sister killed by rampaging Shawnee. The chief had taken Jamie prisoner and kept the boy until he was 12, when Jamie and a young white woman named Hannah had escaped the village. Jamie's early years had been brutally hard, forcing the lad to grow up very quickly. He had been adopted by Tall Bull and Deer Woman and raised the Shawnee, learning the warrior's way while most white boys his age were learning their ABCs and playing marbles and mumbling peg and hide-and-seek. At 13, Jamie was a grown man. His childhood had been virtually non-existent. He was tall and broad-shouldered, tremendously powerful. He was lean of hip and strong of arm, his wrists larger than most men's forearms. He did not know his own strength. His eyes were blue and his hair was blonde, worn shoulder length. His face was tanned and rugged, the jaw square and slightly dimpled. Women considered Jamie handsome. Jamie never gave a thought to it one way or the other. Jamie and Kate fell in love the moment their eyes touched. From that instant forward, there would be no other woman for Jamie and no other man for Kate. After Jamie's escape from the Shawnee town, a young childless couple, Sam and Sarah Montgomery, took Jamie in to raise as their own. But again, a chance for some vestiges of adolescence were denied Jamie. For there were those in the Kentucky village who considered Jamie more savage than civilized. Kate's father, Hart Olmsted, forbade his daughter to see Jamie and beat her savagely whenever he learned of their clandestine meetings. At 14, Jamie was forced into a killing and had to flee into the wilderness, branded an outlaw and brigand. Shortly after that, Jamie returned to the Kentucky village for Kate, and together they rode westward to start a new life. They were married in the town of New Madrid, Missouri, and pushed on. They settled in the wilds of East Texas in an area known as the Big Thicket, and immediately started a family. And what a family it was. Before Jamie became involved in the Texas drive for independence from Mexico, he had fathered 8 children, for twins and triplets ran strong on both sides of the family tree. Moses Washington, an ex-slave who, with his wife, Liza, had escaped from slavery in Virginia and settled in the Big Thicket before Jamie and Kate arrived, summed it up this way.
"Good God, boy. Are you and Kate trying to populate East Texas all by yourselves? Am I going to have to put a bundling board between you two? Slow down."
The Alamo slowed them down. Sam and Sarah Montgomery and Swede and Hannah showed up in the Big Thicket country a couple of years before Jamie left to fight at the Alamo, and a small community